Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening. Back in a very familiar location for this 2012-2013 school year and the basketball season at Unitigo. And two familiar opponents as the Unadilla Valley Storm, seeded number 10 in Class C boys, 10-8 on the season, coming in to take on the two-time Mid-State Athletic Conference champion and the 14-4 number 7 seed Unitigo Spartans. You might think, hey, MAC champions, but only the number 7 seed? It's all about the opponents and who you beat and who you may not beat and what the seeding points defer to there. So they're closer in seedings than what may be appearing on the standings board. But the MAC standings are now a thing of the past. They now look ahead, not back, and it's Unadilla Valley looking for the upset tonight against the favored Unitigo Spartans, the winner, to move on. And, of course, the team who does not win tonight is done for the season. And the winner of this game will take on the powerful Senecas of Watkins Glen on Saturday night. So it's one more MAC game, but it doesn't count in the MAC standings. We know that. It's a game we're looking forward to because, quite simply, we know both teams very well, and we'll see how Unitigo handles the championship game as they had the mild upset over Sydney. So a lot of things at play here, both mentally and emotionally. But before we can do anything, we must, of course, acknowledge that we have a pregame sponsor, and it's called the Chambers and O'Hara Tip-Off Show, and it's on WCDL, sponsored, as always, by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center and Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. They've got all your transportation needs. Of course, the best in cars, trucks, and sport utilities, and crossover vehicles. And they also have daily rentals. They have an expert service department, too, and great customer service anyway. And that number is 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes Coach Matt Osborne and the visiting Unadilla Valley Storm and Coach Jim Knight and his Unitigo Spartans, plus the players and fans of both the teams in tonight's game, the best. All the best. Section 4 disclaimer, we've got to read that too. It's a broadcast, it's a presentation of WCDO Sports. Rights are granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Fortunately, we have that permission and we are streaming live on WCDOSports.com. So if you're local and you've got people across the country or even fairly close, may not get the best of radio range and they're near a computer or a smartphone or some sort of mobile device, they can log on to WCDOSports.com. Joe Gardner makes sure that that happens, and he'll make sure we did everything in, including Chambers and O'Hara commercial, as well as some of our other great sponsors. So we're about 10 and a half minutes away from Ms. Judy Patel singing her national anthem and the start of tonight's Class C first-round boys game between the Unadilla Valley Storm and the Unitigo Spartans. You're going to catch it live on FM 101, AM 1490, and WCDOSports.com. We are WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
I love newness. I find newness often goes hand in hand with awesomeness, which brings me to McDonald's Dollar Menu. For years, it's been my go-to menu, especially when they offer something new. The grilled onion cheddar, the newest taste for just a buck. 100% beef patty, a slice of white cheddar, caramelized onions. newness, definitely awesomeness, resulting in happiness.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, probably the last time that we will be here for the season, but boy, it's one of the, probably the most common place we've been. Although we didn't get here much in December, we were here a lot in January and February. This game is the first round, or as I learned last night, the semi-quarterfinals. And we've got the right to go to the quarterfinals to play the number 2 seed, Watkins Glen Senecas, who automatically have a bye in this round. Same with Sydney, the number 1 seed. Let's go back, first of all, and recap the game played on January 31st between these two teams. UV came in with a 7-3 record. Unitigo at that time was still undefeated in the league. Or no, I checked that. They were had the one loss to Sydney at that point. UV had had the lead one time. Unitigo got it back fairly early. They went on to a 26-15 lead. That was senior night, if I remember right. And what happened was Nick Beck got the start as a senior, but it was Phil Youngs, Tyler Butler, Tanner Winchester that went out just smoking hot. 20 out of the 26 points between those three guys. They kept it going, not as much in the second quarter, and their scoring really did tail off considerably, and Una de la Valle came back under the strength of Justin Hofer. Hofer came into the fourth quarter with just 9 points in the game. He hit 2 3-pointers. He hit 4 shots in a row. He finished with 23 points. He had 14 points in the fourth quarter, helped only by a David Dufresne basket. So while they were behind 53-38, they were trailing 15 points going into this final quarter. They did catch up, but then 2 1-and-1s by Phil Youngs, which salted away his NBT Bank Outstanding Offense co-award. I could not let Justin Hofer's go unnoticed. He had, you know, 14 in that last quarter. So he single-handedly tried to bring his team back, so finishing with 23. So they won co-NBT Bank Offensive Awards. Quinn Barnhart was the Defensive and Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. But it was it truly was an exciting game, even though it started out as senior night. Unitigo could not miss in the first quarter. So UV has the capabilities. If Hofer can get hot early and find a little bit of support there, be between some of his other scoring buddies, like the freshman David Dufresne, who's showing a lot of potential. Here's averaging 11 points per game. He could be the next 1,000-point scorer for Unadilla Valley. A handful of fours and fives and all that. Nate Mackey is averaging 5 points a game. Same with Nate Shackleton, 5 points a game. Nick White is averaging 4 points a game. Bryant Maynard is averaging 3 points a game. So it's all, you know, the threes and the fours and the fives add up. I don't have their scoring average as a team, unfortunately, but that really doesn't matter. But they defeated Bainbridge Guilford in their last game on February the 13th. And that was a good accomplishment in itself, because BG was one of the better teams in the league this year as well. For Unitigo, they just come off that sky-high, the epitome of their season at this point, beating Sydney at SUNY Oneonta in the MAC championship game. They're averaging almost 62 points a game, 64% from the free throw line. Led, as we've heard for the last couple of weeks, because we've done so many of their games, Quinn Barnhart at 12.6 per game, Tanner Winchester, the sophomore, at 12.5, Kellen Comenda, the junior, at 13.1, Barnhart, a senior, at 12.6. So you got the sophomore, you got the junior, and you got the senior. Other than that, Tyler Butler at 9.2, and doing a lot of garbage work inside. He definitely made a big contribution in the game by making key free throws late in that overtime. And late in the regulation, Phil Young's averaging 8.3. Said it many times, he is not going after the points this year. He's going after the true playmaker, because there are a lot of scores. He doesn't have to go 15-20. He is capable of going 15-20, and that's where they're going to have him set tonight. He just played an outstanding defensive game guarding Bill Kozak on Saturday. Shut him down except for a half-court heave that was a buzzer-beater three-pointer at the end of the first quarter to give Sydney back the lead. Other than that, didn't make a shot. It didn't take many shots. John Wingate, of course, sort of the hero behind the scenes when he took two offensive fouls, one on Joe Matzel and one on Damian Zimmer late in the game. Those were, in overtime, very crucial calls. I was blocked out of one. I saw the other, and I agree with the call. The other one, I couldn't tell you yay or nay. I did see a picture of the opposite angle, but a still picture is not going to tell you the whole story, obviously. But Wingate, the transfer from Sydney, not big on the points either, just 2.6, but he seems to always be in the thick of things. Another key sub is Nick Beck. He's averaging 1.3. But more importantly for this team and what this team needs, he's averaging about 2 rebounds a game. But, again, seems to get his hand in there many times. And, of course, another hero behind the scenes was Jonathan Forte, who got just 9 seconds of action the other night but made a free throw in 2 tries. He is their best free throw shooter. So Jim Knight put him in, and he immediately got fouled. We're going to take a break and hear from our announcer, and then we'll have a Judy Patel national anthem. So stick around. It's Unadilla Valley versus Unitigo. It is Section 4 playoff basketball live on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
All right, we'll have the starting lineups announced here right now. I think we're good.
And now your starters for both Unadilla Valley and Unitego. Number 3, Nate Mackey. For Unitego, number 10, Kellen Commenda. Number 5 on UV, Kurt Haycook. On Unitego, number 14, Tanner Winchester. For UV, number 11, Justin Hoff. For Unitego, the birthday boy, number 20, Tyler Butler. For Unadilla Valley, number 15, David Dufresne. For Unitego, number 22, Phil Youngs. For Unadilla Valley, number 23, Nate Shackleton. And for Unitego, number 44, Quinn Barnhart.
All right, thank you very much. And we've gone to the traditional starting lineup method, where one player from one team is mentioned and the other from the other team. And I guess we find out tonight that it's Tyler Butler's assuming 18th birthday as a senior. And saw Bob Conway here earlier tonight. Congratulations to Coach Conway pulling off the upset last night. The BG girls still alive in the playoffs. And congratulations, BG, living to play another day. There's one girls game yet to be played. Skenevis and Hancock did not get to play last night because of weather, so they have rescheduled that for tonight, and Hancock has a chance to go on in the playoffs. If they do win, they would have to play the top seed Franklin Lady Purple Devils, who are undefeated this year. So we are set to go. Unitego in the normal white home white uniforms with green trim, of course, dark, very dark green. Unadilla Valley in away uniforms of black with purple numbers and white trim. Quinn Barnhart will win the tap, and Unitego will control the winner of this game to take on Watkins Glen. So Mac versus Mac. And the first play is actually commended down low for Butler across the key to Winchester. Got his own rebound, a little lazy on the defense. Dufresne, though, with a block. And Phil Young alertly throws the ball against the hip of Justin Hofer to save a possession for Unitego. Nice defensive play by David Dufresne, the freshman, who's obviously at this point in the year playing much above that label of freshman. And they had to go get the ball out in the quarter, I guess. 20 seconds into the game, Spartans had a pretty good offensive set, and Barnhart's going to dump it down low for Winchester. He's in a crowd. No good. Barnhart on the weak side doing what Quinn Barnhart always does, cleaning up the glass. 2-0 in favor of Unitego. Spartans show a little bit of a press. It is Mackey called for the travel. Nate Mackey came to a halt, stumbling the feet. Looks like the Unitego student section is tuned up and ready to go. 7:20 left in the first quarter. 2-0 Unitego. Storm without a shot yet. Young's in the corner for Butler's. and they move it around very quickly in a triangle offense. Now it's Komenda on the weak side wing. It's up and it's no good for three. The attempt there, Shackleton with a rebound, ahead to Dufresne. Crossover dribble, he's going to drive in. No, kick it back to Hofer. He's set for three, and it's good. Justin Hofer, who did not get off to a good shooting night the last time they played here on the last day of January. So he nails the first shot. We've had our first lead change, and it's the difficult UV versus U. I always give the initials. Komenda might have pushed off, and the UV fans not happy about that. Hofer trying to get away from the pack, and he's fouled on the getaway. It's going to go on Tanner Winchester. And the point that I was hoping to make before the game started was, what effect will the championship have, positive, negative, or no effect at all, on the start for Unitigo? Because it can often, that state of euphoria of winning a championship like that against a team that was favored, sometimes can you can be let down. Hofer with a shot, a fall away, was going for the foul too, missed it. Rebound by Butler, off to Phil Youngs. Komenda wide open on the right, didn't take that three-pointer. Youngs also passes up a three-pointer. Winchester, and so the patience for the Spartans right now. Butler from the corner, it's off the mark. Rebound, Hofer. Got inside of Winchester for the rebound. 3-2 in favor of the Storm. 2 minutes into the ballgame. Bounce pass to the right. It is Mackey. Round to the top of the key. And there's a pickoff by Barnhart. In one motion, he leads Butler with a pass. Well defended, though. And Butler fakes the shot, kicks it out. And there's Komenda for three. No, way off the mark. And Unadilla Valley, one player got in another player's way. Dufresne trying to dribble out of the key area of Unitigo, and it ran right into Kurt Haycook, and it's out of bounds. Back to Unitigo, so they catch an early break. There's Barnhart inside with a muscle move. He's got that baseline move down, and he's got the first 4 points of Unitigo's game, and we've already got two lead changes, and here we go, 4-3. A save that's going to be a backcourt. Some mental errors on the part of Unadilla Valley, and a lot of that has to do with Unitigo's defense. That one was a bad pass to the right in front of Jim Knight, the coach of Unitigo. Kurt Haycook tried to save it, and he went, for some reason, went backcourt with the pass, and that's the backcourt violation. Here comes Winchester. The fake down low goes to Barnhart, found a little seam, and he's got it again. Quinn Barnhart. Out of the gate, real strong, 6-3. And there's a traveling violation on number three, Nate Mackey, by the double-team intimidation of Unitigo. So the Spartans have caused several turnovers, and we haven't even played more than 3.5 minutes. Now there's a steal by Haycook to make up for a couple of offensive miscues. Justin Hofer's three-pointer, all that UV has so far. And there's Shackleton slipping on the drive. Komenda gives off to Phil Youngs. Too enthusiastic on the layup, but on the weak side, there is Kellen Komenda to score on the putback. Shackleton gets inside of the defense. All kinds of bumbling, stumbling for both sides there. And Phil Youngs comes away from it with a ball inside to Butler, who's surprisingly wide open. Tyler Butler with a basket, but Komenda with an excellent fake. And a short timeout by Matt Osborne. So 10-3, an 8-point run for Unitigo. 4:13 to go, first quarter, short timeout. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And Unadilla Valley continues to have ball handling problems. They got the ball over half court without much of a problem, but the drive to the basket somehow eludes the Storm ball handlers. And while I say all that, there's a possession error that will wind up in favor of UV. Well defended. They throw it way out there for Nate Mackey. Mackey not able to go forward to the basket. He goes backwards instead. Phil Young's all on him like glue. Hofer, the give and go on the pick and roll to Dufresne, no good. And a rebound by Shackleton, and a good rebound and a timely one for Unadilla Valley because they were in danger of falling way behind. It's now 10-5. Spartans have led most of the way. As I said, it was 2-0, and a three-pointer by Justin Hofer changed it. And Tanner Winchester finds the three-point mark to his liking in the deep left corner. In a typical Unitigo first quarter, a lot of guys are scoring already. Mackey passes to Hofer. Hofer trying not to get double-teamed. He's guarded by Komenda. Off to Shackleton. Shackleton guarded by Winchester. Unitigo staying man-to-man defense. Hofer, the give and go to Mackey, and he's wide open for the basket. Nate Mackey, the recipient of a nice Justin Hofer pass. Best offensive play so far by Unadilla Valley, talking about a patterned offense. Youngs again down in the corner. Cross court, dangerous pass to Winchester from Butler. Back to Youngs for three, and he nails it. Phil Youngs. All five starters for Unitigo have scored, and they're blazing it out there again, 16-7. Nick Mackey threw a triple team, dumps it off at the last second successfully to Kurt Haycook for the basket. And now four Unadilla Valley Storm have scored at 16-9. Storm in a zone defense right now. They've switched after that timeout. Winchester going for two in a row from three-point. No good. Knocked away. Youngs makes the basket, but that's waved off. It's going to go on Tyler Butler pushing off of Kurt Haycook, and Butler with his first foul. Two on Unitigo in this half. 16-9, 2:06 to play first quarter. Hofer, oh, that's strange. A one dribble and done, and he throws a long, too long of a pass. Komenda steals it. Hofer then, with a dynamic block against Tanner Winchester, who shrugs it off as no big deal because, of course, Unitigo still has possession. 1:59 left, 16-9, Spartans. Inside, Barnard got it blocked by Dufresne. Ball is loose. It is Youngs to fake, and he goes up. Nice job by Phil Youngs. He got David Dufresne up in the air, and Dufresne comes down in a little bit of pain. And looks like he'll be all right. And he puts his head on top of Phil Youngs' head because he's a little bit taller. And Komenda comes over, makes sure everything's okay. I think these two teams respect each other very well. They've shown a lot of sportsmanship so far, and I got to applaud that early and often. Phil Young's at the line to shoot two. No good. Got a substitution. John Wingate comes in for Tyler Butler. That's a typical substitution in the first quarter. 1:54 left. Young's coming in 33 for 47, 70%, but he misses both free throws, a rarity. And there's a violation against Nate Mackey. He's had several travels and now a carry violation. Literally handing the ball right back to Unitigo, who has a 7-point lead. 1:42 to go first quarter. Youngs fakes left, goes right. Komenda fakes the shot. Keeps swinging around. Wingate fakes the left side three. Komenda for a 16.5 footer. No good. Rebound by Dufresne. Wingate chases him down, reaches right in and commits the foul. That'll be his first. Three team fouls on Unitigo. Want to greet people who have been logging in tonight. We've got New Yorkers like Elmira, Alfred, and Hamilton, New York. We've got New York City. We've also got Evansville, Tennessee, who is not rooting for Unadilla Valley, not rooting for Unitigo. They're actually rooting for the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats, who are not on my court tonight, but I thought it was interesting anyway. Dufresne, a jump pass over, and driving in nicely, but missing the shot was Mackey. Komenda storming up the floor, no pun intended, against the Storm, no pun intended, and he'll pull it back. In the corner is Winchester. Barnhart, double team, right back to Winchester. And the cross-court pass snatched out of the air by Justin Hofer. The stop and pop at the foul line is short, but a nice rebound by Shackleton. He misses inside. Shackleton's timely catch of that air ball, but he could not convert. It's a three-pointer by Komenda that misses. They tap that up twice. Barnhart has it. Somebody punched it back down. Barnhart again. He fakes, goes up, and there's another foul. Will it be on Dufresne or will it be on Shackleton? Could be on either one. It's going to go on David Dufresne, and that is two on the freshman. So substitutions. Kyle King had come in, number 20, moments ago. Barnhart at the line to shoot two. And for some reason, that end of the court for the Spartans, netting an 0 for 3. Barnhart on the season, 62%. He's the guy that goes to the line more than anyone for Unitigo, over 70 times. Second shot is no good. They're 0 for 4. And there's a lot of contact going on that far side going for the basketball, and they do call Tanner Winchester. Called it a little later than what I thought they were going to call. 16-9, we've been stuck at this score through four missed free throws, and there's a ball that just worms its way through Kurt Haycook, sort of a Bill Buckner play. More substitutions. Let's see. Bryant Maynard is in for Unadilla Valley, along with Hofer. Nick White is in, number 12. Shackleton's still in there. Spartans now have Youngs, Komenda, Wingate, Barnhart. Nick Becht has checked into the game for Unitigo. Nearly a steal by Hofer. Youngs eludes that. They swing it around to the right-hand side. Barnhart fakes a couple of passes. Now open is Wingate. Wingate to Youngs, back to Komenda. 6 seconds in this quarter. Wingate going to run it in and shoot it. Around the rim, no good. It's out of bounds, and the whistle, or the buzzer, I should say, sounds. 16-9. Last 2 minutes netted 0 points for both teams. So that's where we end it. 16-9. Unitigo leads Unadilla Valley in this first round Class C Boys Section 4 basketball game, and you're listening to it live on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Kellen Komenda with the ball in the first possession does another one of those great fakes, and they keep the possession alive. And now there's a bump on the inside as they pass to Quinn Barnhart. That's going to go against Bryant Maynard of Unadilla Valley. Three team fouls on Unadilla Valley, four on Unitigo. Tyler Butler with two, sitting on the bench right now. Comes into Barnhart, back to Wingate. He's on the right wing, now inside to Barnhart. In a crowd, goes up, scores it. So Quinn Barnhart, who started the game with three baskets in a row and then tailed off a bit, is back on with a game-high 8 points. He's the only one with more than one basket in this game. Around the screen comes Hofer. And it looks like an illegal screen, possibly. Yep, that's going to go against number 13. That's Jared Hanselmeyer. Hanselmeyer, a junior. Three seniors on this team. Nate Backe, Kurt Haycook, and Justin Hofer. Hofer looks like he's going to go to OCC to play basketball. I'll mention more about that in a minute. Youngs to Kamena again with a fake. Wingate's three-pointer, and that's good. John Wingate joins the scoring parade. That's the third three-pointer for the Spartans, and they've opened up a 12-point lead at 21-9. So UV, who had a brief lead at 3-2. Hofer does his own work, missed it, rebounded by Maynard. Looks back, and there's a shot by Shackleton, a three-pointer that just missed. Beck with a rebound, clears it to the right side for Kamena, and up the floor comes Phil Youngs with the ball with 6:44 to go at the half. Beck from the corner, off a pass from Quinn Barnhart, missed it. Bounce pass low. Dufresne not in the game. He's got two fouls, and there's a steal by Kamena, but right back at it is Nick White. He's going to drive in and is fouled by Beck. Driving to the basket. In the first on Mr. Beck. Seniors for Unitigo are John Wingate, Tyler Butler, Phil Youngs, Nick Beck, and Quinn Barnhart. And the shot is up and no good. This will be the first time at the line for anybody from Unadilla Valley. Butler comes back in, replacing John Wingate, who just hit the three-pointer moments ago. Nick White is 21 for 37 from the foul line, 57%, but he misses both. So nobody has made a free throw in six tries. Yikes. This time of the year, they should be going in at 75 to 80%. Butler, left side three, way short, and the ball is loose, traveling. They'll call Kellen Kamena on a travel. And the 2-2-1 zone press for Unitigo. And again, some early pickups from these Storm ball handlers. Nice pass. Inside, it'll be Nick White with a left-handed layup. But that play made possible by the pass from Kyle King. So Nick White with his first basket, and a timeout asked for by Coach Jim Nye. We got 5:51 to go in the half, and we'll stay right here, 21-11. Let me make the point on the OCC thing. Unadilla Valley's top player back in the mid to late 2000s, just as I was ending my original run at 2005, was Zach Thompson. Outstanding player. I remember gave Sidney Unitigo BG, gave him all fits with his ability to score and be a real playmaker. He went on to OCC, and then after that, I think he became a 1,000-point scorer. Then after that, he went down and played at West Virginia Wesleyan, I think the name of that was. So he was an NAIA school, Division I. Now he's a grad assistant at Lemoyne. So he was a grad assistant at Onondaga Community College, too. So they've got a nice beeline from Unadilla Valley up to Onondaga. And it looks like Justin Hofer will be the next participant there if all goes well. And we do wish him well. Quinn Barnhart is given a little space, takes an open shot, missed it. Beck could not handle the rebound. It's Nick White, and then an outlet to Hofer. Hofer right back to White. White's going to fake and go up and get hammered by Barnhart, and a lot of that had to do with a ball fake. He got Quinn Barnhart off his feet. First foul on Barnhart, 10-point lead for UV, and White is, is back to the line and becomes the first one to make a free throw. Winchester checks back in to the Spartan lineup, replacing Beck. White's second shot is off the back of the rim, and then it takes a funny bounce. Tyler Butler controls for Unitigo. Outlets to Phil Youngs, who will bring it up court. And watch to see who's playing the zone, who's playing man-to-man. Looks like a man-to-man right now. And a high post pass to Youngs from Butler. No good. Winchester open down the lane. He just timed his leap and the miss together and scores the basket. Tanner Winchester with 5 points. Quinn Barnhart leads all scores with 8. It's 23-12. Under 5 minutes to go in the half. Hofer driving in. Well, again, when you can score like that at just about any time you want, sometimes you just have to take it, and he did, made the shot. He's got 5 points, 23-14. Butler in the right corner, back to Youngs. Youngs backs out to the Spartan circle. To the right It's Winchester. Around the screen comes Komenda. Well guarded there by Mackey. 10 on the shot clock. Driving in, Winchester. Double team, kicks it out to Barnhart. 7 on the shot clock. Barnhart driving in again, and an offensive foul negates the basket. He knocked over the defender, Bryant Maynard. So Barnhart's basket waved off, and that's now 2 on Quinn Barnhart. Could change things in the Unitigo lineup. Jim Knight now pondering whether to bring Quinn out and replace him with somebody, and it looks like he's going to do just that. Beck's going to come right back in the game. The give and go to Hofer, double-teamed, and after a little bit, Barnhart picks up the loose ball. 9-point lead for Unitigo. Jim Knight yelling out the play. Probably can be heard a little better now than he could at Oneonta State, right? Komenda drives in. Quick shovel pass to Barnhart, driving inside. This time he draws the foul as he committed in the air. They did a circle with the ball. Believe that's going to be on Maynard. Let's see. Yep. Bryant Maynard's second foul. 5 on UV as a team. Barnhart at the line again. Makes the first one. So the streak of missed free throws is over. If he makes it, I believe he'll be subbed out. Shot is up, and it is good. And sure enough, he will be brought out. And he's got a game-high 10 points. Nick Beck replaces him. So it's Winchester, Youngs, Butler, Komenda, and Becht. UV going sloppily down the court as the first pass to the wing got kicked away. It's White, Hofer, Maynard, and off the hands of Mackey. Hofer leaping in the air after the double team came to stop him, committed a little bit too soon. The other player was Nate Mackey. I think I've got them all. Komenda, now he's on the left wing. He's normally on the right. Winchester, quick turnaround. It's good. There's some tangling of feet. No call either way. Probably the right thing. Winchester now with 7. Driving down. It is a nicely done by Mackey, except he didn't make the basket. He got inside of 2 guys and laid it up, and for some reason it took a bad path and came back out. Now the foul will be on Nick White, and that's the 6th team foul on UV. A little more pressure by the defensive, the Storm, but really no big deal for Unitigo. They bring it over half court, not a problem. Back to the left wing, there's Phil Young, guarded by Hofer. Around the screen, Komenda again with that fake. Now to Tanner Winchester, and the ball is in the basket, and he's on the floor again. Winchester with 6 points in this quarter, 9 overall, and it's suddenly a 29-14 lead. So I will have to think, there's Hofer driving in and drawing the foul, but I would have to say that I don't think the championship for Unitigo and Saturday has any ill effects tonight. They got out to a good start, and they have not looked back. The foul will be on Dalton Miner, who's in the game for the first time. Or no, I'm sorry, on Komenda, my bad. It's on number 10. Justin Hofer at the line. John Wingate comes in for Tanner Winchester. Hofer normally a good free throw shooter. This one goes off too, but it'll be Storm ball as Tyler Butler touched it last. Just checking the free throws. 33 for 49, yeah, 67%. So Hofer 0 for 2. White down low and off the hands. And Unitigo fans thought it was a natural off a Storm teammate, but the referee saw it a different way. It will be Storm ball. Shackleton comes in. There's going to be a sub before the play gets initiated. Nick White comes off. Nate Shackleton comes in. 2.5 minutes to go till halftime. 29-14. I haven't given the score in a bit. Nice touch pass. Shackleton for 3. Oh, off the mark. Just off the mark. And Hofer inside for the rebound. Going to get hit from behind. That's going to be Nick Beck with his second foul. So the only caveat right now that Unitinho has to be worried about is foul trouble. Winchester, Beck, and Barnhart with two fouls apiece. So Hofer back at the line. First shot is good, and it wasn't a smooth basket, but it was a basket nonetheless. Clock stop with 2:26 to go. Second shot is good. Again, not fancy. 7 points to lead UV. But the Storm trail by 13, 29-16 with 22-19 to play. Komenda, nice individual move. He's going to take it to the rack, but he's fouled. Komenda hard with that left hand. Got to give him credit for that. I'm sure he's right-handed. Maynard with his third foul. So Coach Matt Osborne to make a decision. Not having David Dufresne in the game has given Unitigo a much superior interior game. Superior interior. Maynard comes out. Haycook goes back in, one of the three seniors. Komenda scored the first free throw. He gets the second one and scores that. So that is how you do it. 31-16. Pass down low for Hofer, and a nice little move up and under the basket. Quickly scoring. He's got nine, but right now, Unitigo is every basket UV gets. The Spartans seem to score two, and David Dufresne does come off the bench, ready to go back in, risking a third foul. Wingate has it on the left wing, around to Beck. Now it's Wingate again. Foul line jump shot is good. He's got two in a row. Not known for a shooting touch, but Wingate's at least two for something. I think two for three. Haycook into the triple team to Wingate, and a hook pass to Phil Youngs, who finishes. He's got 5 points, 35-18. Now the largest lead becomes 17 points. Hofer, the stop and pop. My goodness, he received that ball and shot it in less than a second, just inside the three-point line. He's got 11 points and has made his last two shots. 35-20, driving in Komenda. A little too hard. Tried to get his own rebound and slapped it out with a minute two left. And somehow it was UV that did that on the far side. So a timeout asked for by Coach Matt Osborne. 1 minute, 2 seconds left in the half. Unitigo 35, Unadilla Valley 20. First round Class C boys action to continue on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. And we do want to also say hello to some of our log-on people from Horseheads, from Marathon. And if Marathon, I don't know if they were logged on last night. I don't think so. Maybe they were, but Marathon Lady Olympians pulling off the upset against Afton, the 12 versus 5. Big win there, 54-36. Very nice team effort. Coach Mike Riley doing a nice job there. Also, Unadilla rooting for, really, Unitigo? Just kidding. Oneana's in there, too, if I didn't mention that already. So welcome to all those who have logged on and said where you're from. Inbound pass to Phil Youngs. Back to Wingate. Now it's Komenda driving in again. Back out to a wide-open Phil Youngs. It's short. It's on the mark, but short. The ball battled around Beck. No, Dufresne wins that battle. Cross-court pass. Very nicely done. Oh, goodness, to Shackleton. He got ahead of himself there. And in the corner, a trip call will be cited on John Wingate as he undercut Justin Hofer. They were going for the ball in the corner. So Wingate will pick up his second foul. That's four players on Unitigo's side with two fouls. There's some protesting going on, that's for sure. But it's two shots for Hofer because that's the 10th foul on the team. And Hofer will make the first one. So after missing his first two free throws, Justin Hofer, the senior at UV, 1,000-point scorer, now got 12 points and has made his last three. Make it four. So he's now the game's high scorer with 13 points. It'll be Jonathan Forte coming in for John Wingate with 44 seconds to go, 35-22. Four-point mini run for UV. Komenda, triple team. Hofer gets a deflection. He's going to pass it ahead to Hofer, who controls it and scores it. A quick run now by Unadilla Valley. David Dufresne has sparked this team from the defense. He's had two steals and a rebound and one assist. UV back into a man-to-man defense. Forte on the right wing to Youngs. Kicks it in the corner. Butler from the deep corner, and he's got it. Huge basket for birthday boy Tyler Butler. And there's a half-court heave by Nate Mackey that grazed the rim or grazed the net. Almost made the Unadilla fans very happy, but that three-pointer by Tyler Butler stems the tide a little bit. 38-24, a 14-point lead for the home team, Unitigo Spartans, two-time MAC champions, and we are going to look at brackets. Brackets from last night and brackets from tonight for your Section 4 playoffs in Class C and Class D, but right now it's 38-24 in favor of Unitigo in this Section 4 first-round game. You're listening to it live on FM 101, AM 1490, and WCDOsports.com. We are WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido. Our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. It is Greg Davey here at Unitigo, my home away from home this season, apparently. Well, sight of some very good ball games between Unitigo boys and whoever, and Unadilla Valley or Unitigo girls and whoever. So we've had some really great games played here. Our halftime show on WCDO brought to you by Maravito Energy Products for 85 years, providing you the best in energy solutions with outstanding customer service. The phone number, as we all know by now, is 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. The leader right now is Unitigo. They've only trailed briefly when it was 3-2. And they've had another good balanced effort. Quinn Barnhart tonight with 10 points, 2-for-4 from the line and 4 field goals. Phil Young's two baskets, including a 3-pointer for 5. Birthday boy Tyler Butler with a basket and a 3-pointer for 5. And that 3-pointer at the end really made the statement that Unitigo was not going to be denied a double-figure lead. Tanner Winchester with a hot second quarter. He's got 9, including a 3-pointer. John Wingate with a 3 and a 2 for 5 points. Kellen Komenda with a basket and 2-for-2 from the line for 4 points. They are they're 4-for-8. They were 0-for-4 in the first quarter, 4-for-4 in the second quarter, so you do the math, and that's what we got. But 4 3-pointers, also a big advantage in the ball game, as they scored 22 points in that quarter. For Unadilla Valley, all scorers, the top scorer tonight, Justin Hofer, 15, including 12 in the second quarter alone, 4-for-6 from the line. Nick White with 3 points, and that was it. 12-and-3 made 15. They've got 8 2-pointers, 1 3-pointer, 5-for-10, and 24 points. Well, I guess the story of yesterday's Class C and D was the fact that Bainbridge Guilford and Bob Conway's team, he's here tonight, gave him a big congratulations to upending Groton last night, 51-40. Morgan Bullis, 22 points. Ashley Smith with 15. Taylor Palmateer with 10. They had a 23-9 third quarter that put that close game away. BG now 11-8. And their daunting task next is to hit the road and play Elmira and Notre Dame at 7 o'clock on Friday. The game will be Harpersville versus Unadilla Valley. Miranda Drummond, 30 points, 28 points for Savannah Murray. They combined for 58 of those 79 points. Watkins Glen without their best player, but Harpersville not to be denied. They will take on Unadilla Valley, this year's MAC champions, the team that upended Harpersville for that honor. And on top of that bracket, Unitigo girls last night winning easily over Moravia, 46-21, a balanced effort led by Marissa Woodard with 13. And they'll take on Tioga Friday night at Tioga at 7 o'clock. Lansing is the top seed. They got a first-round bye. They will now host Newfield, who defeated Mac School Green 46-40. So right now there's 4 IAC schools and 4 Mac schools in the Class D girls, of course, the Marathon-Afton game that we had last night, Marathon winning, Southern Cayuga will be their next opponent. Franklin will play the winner of Skenevis and Hancock, whose game last night was postponed until tonight. So our only MAC chance in Class D rides with Hancock. Charlotte Valley, Davenport, Ray Preston with a state record 620th coaching victory, a 50-39 win over Stanford. They'll face Kander, the number 6 seed, Davenport, the 3 seed. Morris, the number 7 seed, won last night over Roxbury. They'll take on South Courtright, who is undefeated, and the number 2 seed. But Franklin also undefeated. They're the number 1 seed. They beat Milford last night, 67-44. Jordan Beers, another hot night, 35 points. Marissa Cauley, 13 points. Haley down in 11. And I think that's it for D's. For the boys tonight, it's Morris, the top seed, taking on, they got a bye. They'll take the winner of Southern Cayuga and Mac School Deposit. That's the 8-9 going on now. That game on Saturday at 7. Hunter Tannersville, the 5 seed, takes on Lawrence. Milford takes on Cherry Valley. That's the 4-13. Richfield Springs has come down to be in Section 4. They're the 3 seed, taking on Edmiston. Stanford, the number 6 seed, takes on Gilboa. South Courtright, the number 7 seed, facing number 10 Marathon. And Margaretville is the number 2 seed. They get a bye. They'll take on the winner of South Courtright and Marathon. And, of course, the boys, Sydney, with some of the players here tonight. I noticed waiting to see who they will play. And after that loss to Unitigo, how will they respond as they take on the winner of Odessa Montour and Spencer Van Etten going on now? And we do have a person logging in from Spencer and a bunch of the IAC areas. So, interesting. We got Marathon listed in there. We've got Spencer. We got Elmira. On the next part of the bracket, Green and Newfield playing in Green right now. They'll take on the winner of that game to take on either Moravia, the 4, or Mac School Oxford, the 13 seed. That's going on now. That's Saturday night, the winners of those games. Elmira Notre Dame is the 3 seed. They're playing Delhi right now at home. They'll take on the winner of 6 Lansing and 11 Bainbridge Guilford boys. And our Evansville, Tennessee logger on, very faithful. I appreciate that. But you know what? I'm not going out to Lansing. I don't care. I'm just not going out to Lansing on a night like this when who knows when I'll get back. So that's that. BG, good luck to them. They're the 11th seed. Unitigo here playing Unadilla Valley. They'll take the winner of this game will take on Watkins Glen out at Watkins Glen. And likewise, I won't be at Watkins Glen if Unitigo wins. But I will be at Sydney Saturday night. The girls game, UV at hosting Harpersville girls game at 7 o'clock, will be on the air at 6:45. All right, a quick break. We'll come back and have the second half. It is Unitigo 38 and Unadilla Valley 24, first round Class C boys basketball action on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 38-24 our score. Thanks, Morabito Energy Products, for the halftime sponsorship. UV with the basketball. They will have Justin Hofer, who's our game-leading scorer with 15. David Dufresne, Nate Shackleton, Nate Mackey. And there goes Hofer, who has been given the Red Sea that he parts. And immediately Jim Knight calls a timeout. I have never seen it in 9 seconds to have a timeout called. But obviously there is some fury in the voice of Jim Knight for that execution. What they did for Unadilla Valley, I'll recap it real quick. I mean, we were just going to sort of settle in here. What they did was they gave it to Justin Hofer, and they cleared out. And he literally, I won't say who he beat to the basket, but he beat the defender clearly to the basket and scored the layup. And that might be the MO for them in the second half, but quickly it's 38-26. So I think that's a record-setting timeout with 9 seconds expired in the second half. So Unitigo comes up. Phil Youngs will have the basketball. He is passing to Kellen Comenda. There's also Quinn Barnhart, Tyler Butler, and Tanner Winchester, the usual starting five. Winchester got ahead of the defense and goes to Barnhart and Dufresne in his quest to block Quinn's shot. Will get called for his third foul. I think if I'm Coach Matt Osborne, I say stay in the game, but don't go for those crazy blocks anymore. It was a nice play by Tanner Winchester to make that possible, because he had gone baseline. A defender drew down on him, and he cut it loose to Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart misses the first free throw. Second shot is good. 11 points for Barnhart, including 3-for-6 from the foul line. And there goes a three-point hoist by Hofer that misses. Rebound to Mackey. Mackey's going to float a pass to Hofer, guarded by Kellen Comenda. He's going to wait for a screen. He's going to pop it for three, and it's good. Hofer, just like he did in the fourth quarter of the last game they played here. Maybe they're saying, we're not going to wait for the fourth quarter. It's 39-29, and a spark of excitement for the Unadilla Valley Storm. Youngs off to Tanner Winchester. Driving in, kicks it off to Butler. The fall away is no good. Rebound, though, by Winchester. His second shot, no good. And Dufresne Barnhart Now Dufresne goes up and scores. I should say Barnard goes up and scores. Then Quinn caught a break that time. Bounce pass down low. And the under, up and under for number five, Kurt Haycock, his second basket. The scoring pegs picked up considerably, 41-31. Youngs again driving in on Hofer. Shoots a pass to Quinn Barnhart. They work it around the perimeter from the right side where they started the play to the middle. Youngs to Winchester. Back out to Komenda. Driving in. Nice unload to Butler. He then softly passes it to Barnhart from the baseline. Very good play. Butler with the assist this time, and Barnhart is just as hot. Pass up ahead, and they've got, it's open to Dufresne. He goes up and gets dumped by Tyler Butler. And that'll get two shots at the line for David Dufresne. Non-malicious, of course. He was trying to prevent the layup more than anything. So a long pass got UV over that hurdle of the press that Unitigo has put, has given them fits ball handling wise. Dufresne, who had been held scoreless. Now this guy is averaging in double figures, shooting 20 for 28 from the line this year, 71%. He makes them both. 43-33. The lead back to 10. Youngs walks the ball over half court. Third-year varsity starter. Butler, a third-year varsity player. To Winchester, a potential three-year varsity player. There's Komenda. Short shot. The ball comes out. Youngs gets the rebound and puts it up while there's contact away from the basketball. Phil Youngs just goes about his business and makes the shot. He's got seven. 45-33. Hofer going one-on-one with Komenda. There's going to be some help from Phil Young, so somebody's open. The stop and pop from Hofer, and it's good, and he's finding the groove, no question about it. Finds an open spot, takes the shot, and he makes the shot, 45-35. But every time he does, so does Unitico. Here comes Winchester driving in, unloads it to Barnhart in the left corner, no good. Battle for the ball. Butler inside, too hard off the glass. Ball tipped up. Butler with a nose for the ball this time, finds it, goes inside Barnhart, the fake, and the shot. It's good. Well, this is an interesting duel between Quinn Barnhart, who's got 7 points in this quarter, and Justin Hofer, who's got 6 in this quarter. Right back to Hofer, drives to the right side, goes up with a scoop to the hoop, missed it, and nice hustle by Nick White, but he is going to knock the ball out of bounds. He also knocked Kellen Komenda over. So substitutions, Butler comes out, Wingate goes in, Dufresne comes out, and Haycook goes in. So now it's Youngs up the left side instead of up the middle. 4:23 to go in the fast-moving third quarter, only one foul each side. 47-35, Winchester, the stop, nice fake. He goes up with the right hand, off the rim, no good. And the ball comes out, and there's Komenda, but Barnhart made that possible. Winchester with a finish. Winchester will get credit for the basket, as he should, because he shot it. But Quinn Barnhart, instead of rebounding, he tapped the ball out. There were three UV players, and he out-tapped it to Kellen Komenda. There's Hofer for another three off the back of the rim. Might have rushed it. Nice try for Haycook to save it, and he did not. Youngs to the left side for Komenda. Driving in. He's going to lean it. No good. Rebound. White. White bounce pass to Haycook. Driving in. Off the glass. No good. Put back up and missed. And now it's a long rebound out to UV. Mackey to Hofer. Driving in. Double team. And there's no doubt he's gotten aggressive to score and shoot and score. And Phil Youngs with his first foul. A lot of Unitigo fouls, but they're spread just like the points are. Two for Wingate, Winchester, Butler, Becht, and Barnhart. The stop and pop for Justin Hofer, and he scores again. 24 points, 8 in this quarter, 49-37. Is he going to get any help, and will Unitigo continue to keep pace? Barnhart's been the guy. This time he hands it off to Phil Youngs. to Wingate. The fall away, wild shot, rebound Hofer. Nobody's guarding him yet. See who picks him up. Going to drive in, and the leaner no good. Winchester, two players, three players on the floor. Coming in is Komenda, the circus shot. No good, rebound Haycook. Up ahead to Hofer. Hofer eludes Komenda. The stop at the foul line. The shot is short. Rebound to Komenda. I don't know if the coaches are happy with the tempo right now, but that's the way it's going. There's a ball that's just off the hands of number 13, Jared Hanselmeyer, who would come into the game. Break for Unitigo. 2:32 and the clock stops to give everybody a chance to breathe a bit. 49-37 is the score. Spartans by 12. They've led by as much as 17. Justin Hofer smoking hot in this quarter. He's got 8 points and 24 in all out of the 37. Komenda, a little bit of a weave there. Wingate wide open, 18-footer. Good! John Wingate. I don't know what his high game is, but this could be close to it. He's got 7 points, 51-37. Hanselmeyer lost control of the ball, picked up by Komenda, and then a little wild from behind coming in by Nick White. That's going to be his second foul. And the clock stops at 1:58. Spartans will inbound it over by the Unitigo student section. So it's Wingate, Youngs, Komenda, Barnhart, and Winchester. Youngs setting up, going to the left to Wingate. Crossover dribble to Youngs. Man-to-man defense by UV. Stop and pop for Komenda. Short. Rebound, and again a sloppy play. Throwing it to Hofer. Haycook almost turned the ball over. Hofer, this time, dishes it off to White. Nice spin move, and a beauty of a layup inside. Spin move to make that possible. Nick White, 6 points that were not scored by Hofer in this quarter. 51-39, a minute 21 to go, third quarter. Youngs, left wing. Double K, Kellen Komenda. Now it's Wingate. Again, he's open for three. This time it misses. Rebound Hofer, uncontested. He'll walk it up the floor. We're just about down to a minute, 5 seconds. Hofer to the right side against Wingate. Going to drive in hard. Thought he drew the foul. No call. Matt Osborne livid. Coming down the other way. Winchester shovel pass to Barnhart. No good. Winchester with a rebound, and he's fouled in the act of shooting by Jared Hanselmeyer. Two shots coming for Tanner Winchester, and Nick Beck is getting set to come in with a clock at 48 seconds, 51-39. So the points today will certainly outdo what they did the first time they played, or they should anyway. Winchester missing the free throw, his first time at the line. Dufresne back in the game. Barnhart takes the seat. Well played quarter for him, 17 points. He'll get a end of the third quarter, beginning of the third quarter rest. Coaching move they used to do in the NBA back in the late 60s, early 70s. This one misses, and there's going to be a push off Nick Beck, his third foul of the game. Three fouls team-wise for Unitigo. Three fouls team-wise for Unadilla Valley. David Dufresne has checked back in, 40 seconds to go. And there's a foul as Nick White slid on the floor, and I don't know where that came from. He'll say push on Tyler Butler. And to be honest, I wasn't sure I saw what they saw. 37 seconds to go. The inbounds comes to Kyle King. Dufresne for three. Off the mark. Goes for his own rebound, and so did Hofer. And that mix-up caused the ball to get free. Tyler Butler picked it up. Unitigo can play for the last shot. Will they be that patient, or will they just go for what's open? 20 seconds to go. It is Winchester and Youngs probably playing a little bit of catch. 10 seconds to go. Youngs to Wingate. Back to White. Winchester fakes it. Goes to back to Wingate for three. Sets and fires. No good. 2 seconds to go. There will be no shot taken. So, a little bit better on the offense by Justin Hofer in the Unadilla Valley Storm, but it is still a lead of 12 for Unitigo, 51-39. Stick around, it's the fourth quarter coming up of Section 4, first-round playoff basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Barbers, eye care, associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. It's all about you. It's all about you.
The more we know you and your financial goals, the more easily we can help you achieve them. Talk to us. Come on in and find out why so many of your neighbors use us for all their financial needs. Come by and see how easy it is to become an owner of your own financial institution. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, a layup missed by Tyler Butler, and that's a rebound for David Dufresne. And somehow, while stumbling, he wound up getting the ball loose, and they passed over to Justin Hofer, who did just what he's been doing in this second half, looking to score, and he did a pretty move on the right side to make it 51-41. And a timeout asked for by Coach Jim Knight. 51-41, 7:26 to go. A reminder that on Friday night, I'll be up at Unadilla Valley. The Storm Ladies, who are the new MAC champions, dethroning the four-time champion Harpersville Lady Hornets, will take on those same Lady Hornets, who got off to a great start in the playoffs last night with a big win. And their big two scorers, Miranda Drummond, 30 points, Savannah Murray, 28 points, 58 points total. Boy, for one player to have 30, impressive, not that often. But to have one have 30 and one have 28, now that's impressive. One thing that I know that Unitigo, in defeating them twice, had going in their favor, they shut them both down to an extent. Of course, that last game, following Miranda Drummond fouling out early, Savannah Murray had been held in check before that, and then she got unleashed, but it wasn't quite enough as Unitigo had free throws. But anyway, that game, UV in Harpersville, will be Friday night, 7 o'clock. We'll have a 6:45. Chambers and O'Hara, Auto Center, tip-off show. Hope you can join us. If you're not at the game, log on to WCDOsports.com. All right, 7:25 and the clock's back ticking again. Kellen Komenda to Phil Youngs. Back to Komenda. Hard on the left side. He fakes the shot. Goes back to Youngs. Spartan's going to try to be patient. This may come back to haunt them. Butler inside, back to Wingate. Now to Barnhart, around a screen by Butler. The fall away is no good. Rebound to Frayne. And he's getting his way through. He's got a 3-on-2, but from behind he's fouled. David Dufresne playing a little bit too helter-skelter, but catches a break where he gets fouled from behind by Phil Youngs. What's happening is Dufresne is just out-leaping everybody, getting the rebound, and instead of outletting, he just turns and starts running up. Not the greatest ball handler, and he's done some crazy passes to get it to people like Justin Hofer. They go in, this time Hofer looking inside for Dufresne, but it's picked off by John Wingate. Nice play defensively. 51-41. That was a chance for the UV Storm to get within single digits for the first time since early in the ballgame. Commended to Wingate. Wingate with 7 points helping the cause tonight. Young is driving in through the double team. Surprised Hofer and got past him for the basket. Well, just when you think Phil Youngs isn't going to look to score, he looks to score. 53-41. Up the floor comes Hofer. Around the double team by Hanselmeyer. And there's a baseline shot, and that seems to be one of his favorite spots. 28 points for Justin Hofer. Somebody must have made a three, and maybe it was Hofer, because I'm 1 point short on Unadilla Valley. Driving in, Komenda. He had Barnhart on the right side, and one of the rare times those two don't hook up nice. because Barnhart was cutting into the basket. Kamenda threw the ball where Barnhart was, not where he was going. Tyler Butler sits down. Jonathan Forte checks in the game for the Spartans. 10-point lead again, 5:49 to go, but now the Storm have another chance to cut it into single digits. Pass to Dufresne from the baseline. Same spot. Hofer just made the shot. This time, it's Dufresne. His first field goal. Excuse me. He's got 4 points. 53-45. 8-point lead. Forte to Kamenda. They're doing some weaving inside to Barnhart. Nice drive inside. It won't go, but he is fouled. That'll go on Jared Hanselmeyer of Unadilla Valley, his third foul. Fourth team foul on the Storm. Hanselmeyer, Dufresne, and Maynard all with three for the Storm. Barnhart at the line to shoot two, and the first one is good. 18 points to lead Unitigo. Spartans were just 1-for-4 in the third quarter. They're 5-for-12, now 6-for-13, now 7-for-14. 19 points for Barnhart. Back to Hofer, guarded now by John Wingate's going to take a turn. Hofer, nice zig and zag. He's going to go for three. It's up. Oh, off the back of the rim. Rebound. Wingate chases it down. He's got one guy to beat. Passes back to Frayne. Got a hand on it to Hofer. He's going to challenge Barnhart. Oh, got hit hard by Wingate, who thought he had the block. But the body is part of the defense. And that's going to be three on John Wingate. I think I would have liked to have seen how Quinn Barnhart defended Hofer on the layup attempt. But Wingate came in from behind and swatted it. But bumped Hofer, who misses the free throw. He had made four in a row after missing his first two. Second shot is good. So 29 points for Justin Hofer. It might be 30. I hate to say it. It might be 30. I'm missing a point, and in that third quarter, there were only two free throw shots, so something had to be a three, and chances are it was Justin Hofer hitting a three. So if that's the case, guilty as charged. All right, so 55-46, still a single-digit lead. Kamenda, oh, he fakes the, this time he leaps up, fakes the shot, and passes away. Dufresne's going to be called for his fourth foul as Jonathan Forte started to move toward the basket. That's a dangerous move for David Dufresne because that's now his fourth foul. He can't be messing around anymore. It's Forte, Youngs, Kamenda, Barnhart, and Winchester. Back outside for Kamenda. Switches off with Hofer. And Kamenda drives in and will be called for an offensive foul as he knocked over the defender, who I think was Justin Hofer. And Unitigo almost didn't see that there were two wide-open guys for UV. And a sloppy play by Mackey that gave the ball up. He's mad. I'm not sure if he's mad at himself or the refs for not calling something, but he was mighty sloppy in handling the ball. It's 55-46, though. Still a 9-point difference. 4:02 to go. Youngs catches a pass wide on the right side. Now to Winchester, top of the key. Missed it. And a reach-in on Winchester after Nick White had gotten the rebound. Winchester trying to time it for a reach-in steal, but instead it's a reach-in foul. Oh, I see why I messed up. Hofer did hit a three-pointer. I put the correct point total, but I didn't circle it. I circle my three-pointers to make them easy to spot. So that makes sense why I missed the point. Now I'm good. Shot is up on the 1-1. It is now 1-1 for Unadilla Valley, and that's Nick White, who was 1-for-4 coming into that shot. Makes it. Second shot is off the mark. Oh, Dufresne, almost a fifth foul. And UV actually got the offensive rebound without Dufresne getting it. 55-47. Dufresne steps back for a three. A lot of air. Almost came down through the basket, but it didn't. Would have been a closest deficit they had. Nice pass to Butler off the Winchester feed. No good. Hofer zigging and zagging. He's going to go up, fake the pass, and gets the call. He gets blocked by Tanner Winchester. Hofer, faster than I expected, because he got down the floor in a hurry. That'll be three on Kellen Komenda. It's a two-shot situation for Justin Hofer. Storm hanging on in this season, down by eight, now down by seven. 30 points for Mr. Hofer. That's not the first time. He had 36 in a recent game. Second shot. Oh, this one rolls off. Barnhart fouled on the rebound by Jared Hanselmeyer. That'll be Hanselmeyer's fourth. Hanselmeyer, a junior. A lot of juniors, a couple of sophomores, and a freshman on this court, or on the roster of the UV Storm. 3:19 to play. 55-48 is as close as Unadilla Valley has been since the first quarter that ended at 16-9. Komenda for three. He's going to get fouled in the act of shooting, and that's going to mean three at the line. Instead of faking it this time, he shot it, and that might be why he gets the call here and gets the three shots. Foul will be on Nate Mackey, his first. First shot is good. This could be a game changer right here. 5 points for Komenda. Second shot is no good. Third shot coming up. 3:09 on the clock. Third shot is short. And the rebound to Komenda. Shovels a pass inside to Barnhart, who gets called for the travel. Wow, Unitigo had a break and did not capitalize. So it's White, Hofer, Dufresne, Mackey, and Hanselmeyer for Unadilla Valley. Hanselmeyer setting up a screen for Hofer. Hofer against Komenda. He's going to go up, and did he actually let go of the ball, or will he just take the two shot? I guess it doesn't matter. Butler gets called for the foul. That's his fourth. Doesn't matter because UV is in the double bonus now to shoot, so it's going to be two no matter what. First shot. Takes a long way around the rim and then down through. 56-49. It's back to that 7 points. Second shot is cleanly through. And Coach Matt Osborne, whose team is now down only six. It's a two-possession game. 2:54 to go. Full timeout. You're listening to Section 4 Playoff Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
It's been an interesting game here, to say the least, and for Unitigo, they had five players, all five starters scored in the first quarter. They had five more, they had six guys score in the second quarter. They had four guys score in the third quarter. They've had three guys in the fourth quarter. For Unadilla Valley, four in the first quarter, two in the second quarter, four in the third quarter, and three in the fourth quarter. I say that because the balance for Unitigo right now is winning out. The high score of the game, Justin Hofer with 32. But now it's a six-point game, 56-50. UV has fought back from being 17 down. And that's with a lot of turnovers. Winchester draws the double team, goes to Barnhart, and oh, has he got ice in his veins. And a timeout asked for by Jim Knight. Another full timeout. 2:37 to go, 58-50. Unitigo Storm will have the ball. It's a three-possession game now. It's the Section 4 Class C first-round boys game. You're listening to it live on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right. What a game this has been. Strangely, it hasn't been a back and forth, back and forth. It's been Unitigo leading just about all the way, about 98% of the game. And UV fighting, scratching, clawing to get back, not literally. Shooting their way back, rebounding their way back. Justin Hofer, who has been just the magic man tonight for UV, going against Tanner Winchester through a double team, and there's a foul call that Jim Knight is absolutely beside himself. He's going to call it on Tanner Winchester, and for Winchester, that is his fourth. So let's log on to see who's got the fouls. Kellen Kamena, 3. John Wingate, 3. Tanner Winchester and Tyler Butler, 4. Quinn Barnhart had 2 early fouls. He has not fouled since then. 3 fouls on Nick Becht. Meanwhile, Justin Hofer hits another free throw. He is now 7 for 11. Now he's 8 for 12 as he's got 34 points. So it's now a three-man weave with a 58-52 game. Winchester to Youngs. He and Kamenda. And Winchester as the guards. Barnhart comes out, gives it to Butler, so the forwards get a chance. Youngs to Kamenda for 3. Big shot. No, off the mark. Battling for the ball. It is Youngs in there. And Youngs is fouled. Phil Youngs, the shortest guy on the court, gets the rebound. Talk about your instincts for getting the ball. Nate Mackey fouling on Unadilla Valley side, and that's his second, so Phil Youngs is at the line. He is 0 for 2 so far. Makes the first one. .59-52. Short. Rebound Dufresne. 2 minutes to go. .59-52. Spartans by 7. Mackey hands it off to Hofer. Let's see what he can do with this one. He's guarded by Kellen Kamenda. Hofer drives in. The fallback jumper. Oh, almost trapped against the rim. It's up and no good. A rebound, though. Very timely rebound by Nick White. He's followed by Kellen Kamenda. Now Kamenda joins the four-foul club, if there is such one. Kamenda, Winchester, Butler, all with 4 fouls. And Nick White comes at the line. He just had 1 for 2 his last time down. Makes this first one. Gives him 7 points. Lots of free throws tonight. 59-53. Can they make it inside of a 6-point game? They do not. Rebounded by Tyler Butler. Off to the sure-handed Phil Youngs. A minute 40 to go. Youngs faking the charge down the lane. He kicks. He pulls it back. Kamenda. Same thing to Winchester at the foul line. Through the double team, found a seam and got it. The lefty layup by Tanner Winchester. Cool under pressure, the sophomore scores. 61-53, a minute 20. Hofer, bounce pass to Dufresne. Dufresne now is going to work on Barnhart, and he lost control of the basketball. Out of bounds, it's back to Unitigo. Dufresne had what looked like a drive to the right side, but he simply lost the ball out of bounds. Winchester to Youngs. Down the court comes Phil Youngs. Kamenda had set a screen. Hofer, nice job to see that he was going to run smack dab into Kamenda. He sidestepped him. 57 seconds to go. Spartans, can they hang on? This is a tougher game than they maybe were envisioning. Youngs puts it up from the right side, no good. Hanselmeyer with a rebound. Steal by Barnhart. It's going to go Unadilla Valley's way. They say Barnhart touched it last. Well, UV had a rebound. Jared Hansmeyer had a rebound. Unitigo didn't want to just give it to him, and they almost turned it over. 47 seconds to go, 8-point game. Hofer up the floor with 42 seconds now on the clock. Over half court he comes. Commander guarding him, Dufresne. He's going to take a three-pointer and hit it! Justin Hofer! When everybody thought he was going to drive to the hoop, he stepped back and nails the three-pointer. 37 points for Justin Hofer. I have not had many games in the 30 points for boys or girls. The top that I can remember, Aaron Klump in 1998, the year that Sydney won the state championship. They had to play Windsor in the SUS championship. And three guys for Sydney, Neil Miley, Craig Dawson, and I think Eric Miley, all had in the 20s. Aaron Klump had 44, I think it was 44 points. It was a high-scoring game, like 88-76 or something like that. One of the best games in my 25-plus year career, no doubt about it. This game, this was a good one. This has been a good one, too, and it's not over because now it's a 5-point spread, 61-56. You never know. Spartans turned the ball over, or they missed a couple of free throws. There's plenty of time. And, boy, what Justin Hofer's been able to do. Simply incredible. The last time they played, he had 14 points in the last quarter. Tonight, he's got 13 in this quarter. He's got 28 points in this half. Amazing. 36 seconds to go. Phil Young's dribbling through a double team, and I think David Dufresne, the one they didn't want to have fouled, just committed his fifth foul. So that's five fouls on David Dufresne, and the young man who I am sure will be a 1,000-point scorer based on his abilities. Now, tonight, only 4 points. But he was in foul trouble much of the night. Had he been out of foul trouble, you never know, because a lot of the points that Unitigo used to get away to that 17-point lead were with David Dufresne on the bench. So back to the people on the court right now. Phil Young's at the line to shoot a 1-1. This was the last 1-1 of the game. And Phil Youngs, who I've said time and time again this year, not looking to score. He seems to come up with the points. He's got 12. It's now the 7-point game. Mackey up the floor. Mackey to Hofer. Hofer through a double team. Nice pass over to the right side. Almost missed by Nick White. White's in the double teamed in the corner. Barnhart with the steal, and there's a push foul. Got to go on Kurt Haycook, and there's really not much he could do. After that turnover, that was probably UV's last good chance at 17 seconds to go. 7-point spread. And all of Unitigo defenders will be off of the line as Phil Young steps back up to the floor. Makes the first one. Misses the second one. Rebound up the floor. Mackey. Mackey looking for Hofer. And boy, everybody knows he's going to get the ball. 7 seconds to go. Hofer's final scholastic game. Passes over to Mackey for a shot. Missed it, and the buzzer sounds. And the Unadilla Valley Storm season has come to an end. But UV people standing up, and so are Unitigo. This was a game to the finish. And don't let that final score fool you. 64-56, despite the 37 points from senior Justin Hofer of the Storm. This was another case of balance winning out over individual accomplishment. And that's usually the case, not always the case, but definitely the case here tonight. Oh, my goodness. So, again, we have to take our collective breaths and... what a game this was. This was probably, I guess you could call it, a typical 7-versus-10 game. It was anybody's game in that final minute and a half, but the turnovers suffered by Unadilla Valley, and the good defense collectively and offense collectively by Unitigo win this one tonight for the Spartans. who go up to 15-4 on the season. All right, I'm adding up the numbers here. Let's go to our postgame sponsors. They are NBT Bank. They sponsor our Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank is putting customers first every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. And by our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor, namely Meng Insurance. Meng Insurance has been serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County communities for over 100 years, and they're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Meng Insurance, we insure your life. All right, as I'm adding them up, give me a little bit of a buffer of time, but there's a lot to say about this game, no question about it, but a big win for Unitigo as they move on to the quarterfinal round on Saturday, and they'll have to hit the road. This is their final home game. So let's see what happens. Well, that's assuming the number four seed does win, but we'll hear from our sponsors, come back for the recap and the awards on WCDL.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitron business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back, and time to add things up. And for Unadilla Valley, it's adding horizontally as much as vertically. Got Justin Hofer down for 37 points, but let's go recap here. Nate Mackey with a basket for two. Kurt Haycook with two baskets, finished with 4 points. Nick White had two field goals. He was 3 for 8 from the foul line. He's got 7 points in the books. David Dufresne fouled out tonight, but he had a lot of rebounds and some steals and also some turnovers. He had a basket, 2 for 2 from the line for 4 points. And the first basket of the game, no, not the first basket, my bad. Nate Shackleton had a basket. He finishes with two. So it's 12, 13, 14, 15 two-pointers for UV, that's 30 points. There were 3 three-pointers. That's 9 for 39. So we need to have 17 free throws. I've got 15. And what that probably means is I missed one somewhere. 1 and 2. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I missed it with Mr. Hofer. Okay, 9 two-pointers for Justin Hofer. 3 three-pointers. That's 18 and 9 is 27. And 8 is 37. He must add two more free throws somewhere. I'm missing something. No, actually, I think I got it right. Okay, so make that 16 two-pointers. 3 three-pointers, that's 41. 15 free throws made in 22 attempts. Actually, that's pretty good for this team, scoring, for any team, scoring 56 points. For Unitigo, 13 points for Tanner Winchester, scoring in all four quarters. He had the three-pointer in the first quarter, a hot second quarter, and had 5 two-pointers, over two from the line. The three-pointer makes 13. For Phil Youngs, also 13, also scoring in all four quarters. 3 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, 4 for 6 from the line, and 13 points. Quinn Barnhart also scored in all four quarters. He had 8 two-pointers, 5 for 8 from the line, and 21 points. Cullen Comenda, a basket, 3 for 5 from the line, and 5 points. John Wingate was hot tonight off the bench. He had 2 two-pointers and a three-pointer. He's got 7. Tyler Butler did not concentrate on scoring all in that second half, but he had a 2 and a 3, and that three-pointer before the end of the half, that loomed large. There's no doubt about it. But happy birthday to Tyler. One basket, one two-pointer, 1 three-pointer for 5. And that should do it. 6 guys scored. and they were very consistent in their scoring and very balanced. So that would be 8 and 4 is 12 and 8 is 20 for 40 points. There were 4 three-pointers spread around 4 guys, and that's 52. That means 12 free throws in the books. There it is. There's 12. 14 and 7 is 21. 12 for 21, not the greatest from the line, but they got there enough and made the key wins down the stretch. NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Well, when you have consistency like that, you got to find somewhere, some way, and we're going to go with Quinn Barnhart. And here's the reason why, and I think that's two in a row that he wins it. He won it Saturday as well. Yes, he was high scorer, but what happened was when Justin Hofer got hot, he scored 9 points in the third quarter by himself. So did Quinn Barnhart. He had 7, but at least he stayed semi-close, and as UV climbed back in the game, Quinn Barnhart was able to score. They did get it down low, and Phil Young's made the free throws and everything. And I really, you know, a lot of people are going to say, hey, Justin Hofer just put on the greatest offensive show of the season. Tonight the win goes to Quinn. For the Dynamic Defense Award sponsored by Meng Insurance, let's give a birthday present to Mr. Tyler Butler. First of all, he didn't foul out, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, because many times I've done a game, he has fouled out or been on the bench because of foul trouble. But tonight, he got the 4 fouls, but he was in there enough times, and the inside game for UV just was not there. And Butler was a big part of that reason why. So there's a happy birthday present for Mr. Tyler Butler, the Meng Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. I hope I don't regret that 37 points not being NBT Bank Outstanding Offense, but I hope everybody understands. But let me just say this. Wow, that young man can score from any place at any time. I'm sure if the coach said, look, from the start of the game, you are going to shoot to score to win, they would have done it. They took a team approach. Justin was the first guy to pass the ball. He didn't look for many shots at all, but when the team was down by 17 points, I think they made a collective decision. All right, we got here with Justin. We're gonna get out of here. We're gonna win or go home trying our hardest and not leaving anything else on the court. And that's what they did. And Justin Hofer, big tip of the hat, 37 points tonight. And I'm, you know what? I think I'm going to take the time now to make sure this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 2-pointers, 1, 2, 3 3-pointers, 18 and 9 is 27, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 free throw shot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 made. So no, I am afraid that's 35 points. 35 points. I've been saying 37 all this time. I apologize for that. Well, we'll find out in the paper tomorrow, right? Because it's from the scorebook. So anyway, congratulations to Unitigo. 15-4 now on the season. They go on to play Watkins Glen. Not going to be easy. They're going to play it on the road against a team that's only got 2 losses on the season. Unadilla Valley finishes this year at 10-9 and gave us some good thrills here this year, playing Sydney and Unitigo twice and doing a good job. All right, so that'll do it. Our last time at Unitigo. Our next broadcast will be from Unadilla Valley as the Lady Storm, the MAC champions of 2012-13, take on the former 4-time champs of the MAC, the Harpersville Lady Hornets, Friday night, 7 o'clock, and Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 6:45, and on Saturday night it will be Sydney hosting either Odessa Montour or Spencer Van Etten from the IAC. That's a definite 7 o'clock start, 6:45, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. For Joe Gardner back at the station, engineering things meticulously and specifically great, we appreciate that, and all the best to you tonight. Drive safely home, and for WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Good night.